T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We got a little bit of Eddie Money for you. I'm a child of the 80s. Eddie Money was maybe the coolest cat on the planet.
First concert I ever went to.
Eddie Money?
Mm-hmm.
I seen him in concert down at, I actually saw him down at Station Square. So that tells you he was at the latter end of his career.
Three River Stadium?
You saw him when he was at the beginning.
Yeah, this was what, mid-90s? I want to say.
Well, anyway.
Caught a guitar pick as well.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, the guitarist flicked a guitar. So I have an Eddie Money guitar pick somewhere.
Yes. That is, listen, on this channel right here, I've got Pawn Stars. Maybe you can find it and we'll take it to Chumlee and see if we can get something for it. What do you think?
They've had some issues, like off the field issues, haven't they?
Yes.
I read like on all these, you know, these spam tweets or whatever. Exactly. It's at the bottom of the, you know, whatever random website, you know.
Well, Big Hoss has had some issues with driving his motorcycle in a reckless way, and Chumlee has had some major legal issues.
Man.
And Rick's son just died of an overdose.
Oh,
And
the old man's gone, right?
The old man is dead too.
Yikes!
It's hilarious though. That's my favorite show. I watch.
Is it really?
I'll watch. Listen, I'll see if there's a marathon on. I'll sit and watch.
Are they doing new episodes?
Yeah, we got new episodes.
Okay, and, I didn't know because that's a very 2010 thing that's going on. Pawn Stars.
It's okay. So anyway, so maybe your Eddie Money pick will be worth some money. We look at the Pirates, and we're with Dan Zangrilli, of course, who's going to – what time does your pregame show start today?
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. He will be getting you ready for Buccos in Miami. And so one of the things that intrigues me about this team is Connor, Joe, and Telez at first base. What's realistic to expect from that – that platoon.
I mean, I think Telez, you're trying to get whatever production you received from Carlos Santana. And then obviously Joe actually has done pretty well against left-handers. So the combined production, I think, will be serviceable enough. I was never big, Paul, on the obsession to do something at first base significantly, you know, this offseason. I wanted every resource and dime put into pitching, particularly starting pitching. They did a little bit, but not nearly enough. I think Telez will be fine. He's essentially what they've done the last few years, whether it's a Vogelbach, whether it's a Santana. Again, Joe's going to be fine against left-handers. The combined production will be enough, I think, until you find something more permanent at first base. Listen, in 13, 14, and 15, they ran some cast of characters out there. Anywhere from Garrett Jones to Gabby Sanchez and some others that played first base. The Pirates, they've not had a first baseman since Willie Stargell. So they've gone 40 years without one. Now, granted, their track record hasn't been great since
Willie
1979.
Stargell?
Think about it. I mean, do you want to count Kevin Young in there?
You
throw Kevin Young, maybe Jeff King.
Jeff King was there.
They haven't had a legitimate first baseman franchise-defining first baseman since Stargell.
Wasn't one of the LaRosses a first baseman?
There was.
I'm trying to think. I think you might be right.
Kevin Young is the closest thing, and with no disrespect to Kevin Young. You've had a first baseman here and there have a pretty good season. 96, Jeff King hit over 30 home runs. Kevin Young is the best guy since Willie Stargell. Really.
How about those like 40 games they had Justin Morneau?
And he wasn't any good those 40 games.
Or whatever it was.
His best contribution to the organization was on defense, the relay that he made in 2013 to clinch the postseason berth in Chicago, right?
But they got to get something out of Telez and Connor Joe.
And that's what they've done. They've piecemealed it together. They've got a platoon situation where the combined production is passable.
Well,
and really, this team, here's what this team needs to do. This team needs to get its collective ERA under 3.5, and they need to be able to score 4 runs a game. However they do that, by hook or crook, that's going to be the formula. Their starting rotation ERA last year was 11th in the National League, 4.88.
Yeah.
Not good. Right. So they've got to get that starter ERA down closer to 4, and the combined ERA of the staff, which with this bullpen might be feasible, you get it to 3.5, and you score 4 runs a game. That's a winning formula, right?
Right.
If you give up less than 4 and you score 4, you win 2/3 of your home games. You play 500 ball on the road. That's the elixir for winning in the simplest vacuum out there. So obsessing over first base, to me, I mean, I don't think that that's all that important in the grand scheme of things. All the attention needs to be on the success of the starting staff, how and how often they are developing and deploying their internal pitching, and that's going to really be the area of my focus, and I'm going to talk quite a bit about it on the shows.
Is Michael A. Taylor going to be their center fielder?
Yeah.
So basically, they've decided that is going to be a position of defense. I mean, if he hits whatever he hits, you know.
He popped 20 home runs last year, but he's not. I mean, what was it, the OPS was sub 750, so he was probably like at a 720.
You
ops
can live with
last
that though, because he makes their obviously a really important position. He makes that. They go from having a guy who was sort of okay to a guy who is elite. Quite frankly. His career average is, 239.
But he's a Gold Glover.
He's a Gold Glover.
So they're it's clearly a defensive play.
He's going to be like your eighth or ninth hitter, right?
So, I would think.
Yeah.
He's somewhere down there. Key Brian Hayes, quote, Associated Press, defense, that's what's going to win games for us. Being extraordinary at the ordinary is a term that I like to use. Make all the routine plays. And then whatever extra plays we can make is a bonus. Good teams hardly make any errors. That was really something that, I mean, defense, that's what's going to win games for us. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Clearly, they're going to be much stronger up the middle. Jared Triola is a really good defender. And Derek Shelton, when I was talking to him this offseason, he made mention to me that as much as when we talk about the absence of O'Neal Cruz last year, Shelton was quick to highlight the defensive hole that it left. And my first reaction to him was, is he really that good defensively? And he said, actually, he grades out pretty well and was certainly far better than anyone that we had that replaced him.
His range is really good, obviously.
So my point is they're going to be stronger up the middle.
They should be, absolutely. And I think Triola, I was saying earlier, I think one of the things about Triola, in a perfect world, Triola would be the starting first baseman and Nick Gonzalez would be the starting second baseman.
I would go Piguero at second. But
Nick Gonzalez, but I mean, seventh pick in the draft, he's supposed to be that
sure,
guy.
You're right.
The point is he hasn't held up his end of the bargain. That's the biggest problem you got.
That's
with
fair.
Him. He's got a he's a guy that obviously could become a piece. Because where is he from? New Mexico or New Mexico State? New Mexico State. I mean, if you look at his numbers, they almost don't even look like real, his batting numbers in college. And some of his numbers are ridiculous. And it's like, okay, this guy's going to come. And eventually if he becomes that guy, they put him at second. Now you can move Triola to first. Boy.
That's what I thought they would have done this past offseason. I was cool with Triola, and I know sabermetricians are going to say that he's due for a fall off and the batting average balls in play. He was probably more lucky than he was actually good. I don't necessarily agree with that just based on the old-fashioned eye test. He doesn't give at-bats away. He's a really tough out. And what he gives you defensively at first base, I would have been fine with Jared Triola at first base. What did they put into Rowdy Tellez here? It's not all that significant. It's 3.2, actually, they gave Tellez. I would have gone out and got another arm, or I would have put that money towards another arm.
Yeah.
Obsessing over first base to me is something that I've really never done. I don't think that, you know, the Pirates obviously aren't going to go out and acquire Pete Alonso. They've never really been able to develop a true power threat at first base. And even in the early 90s, they won essentially without a first baseman. 13, 14, 15, they won without a marquee first baseman. They have not had a first baseman since Willie Stargell.
Yeah. Well, again, I think, you know, Triola is an intriguing player to me because he just feels like I think he's going to be pretty good no matter what they do. And eventually, you know, I would like to see Nick Gonzalez become the second baseman because he was drafted with the kind of pedigree you'd think he could be.
And Piguero was traded for Starling Marte.
He's got to do it.
And Piguero was traded for Starling Marte. So between those two guys, between a number one pick and perhaps the most gifted player that you've had in the better part of a generation, who was really, really good at the time that they traded him,
yeah.
That needs to start – the rubber starts to – it's got to hit the road there with Piguero.
Well, just to wrap all of this up before we let you go, Dan, let's look around the National League Central. We've got an interesting group of teams.
I think every team in the Central has the potential to win 80 games.
And I've said this, every team in the Central, I think, has the potential to win it or finish last.
Yeah,
The only team I'd say probably is not going to finish last, I think the Cardinals made enough moves after what happened last year, that they are going to finish third or better. I think, you know, I could see them winning it. I could also see them, you know, finishing with 81 or 82 wins. And
if they don't, it's going to cost the manager his job.
Right. I would be very shocked if they finish last. But the other four teams, I could see them all winning it. I could see them all finishing last. The Cubs are intriguing. They made some moves in the offseason, and they've got a good young core of players. I think the Brewers are interesting because they actually sort of offloaded some players and they still seem to have a pretty good young core of players. And then, of course, the Reds seem to have a really, really, you know, kind of a good young core of players as well.
How about watching Ellie De La Cruz and O'Neal Cruz score? I mean, Pirates-Reds games all of a sudden became all the more intriguing and really must-watch TV.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Between the Cruzes, the De La Cruz and O'Neal Cruz?
Yeah, that's what's going to make the Reds games fun.
So here's my theory. Paul Skenes comes up May 10th. That's my prediction because the Pirates only play four games against the NL Central in the month of April. They have, I believe it's a 10-game stretch starting May 10th. So I think Skenes makes his debut and perhaps starts twice in that 10-game stretch where they faced NL Central competition.
Yeah. Skeens, I tell you, I think Skeens is going to be he's going to be fun to watch in Indianapolis just because he's going to – he should murder Triple-A hitters, right?
I think he's going to – he could do that to big league hitters.
He could.
But I mean, he was major league ready before they drafted him.
Yeah. You know what I like about Skeens, too, is he's got that A.J. Burnett-like aura about him.
I don't think he's a jag off like AJ.
I don't mean a jag off, but he's got that cocky. He's a big guy. Like,
oh, he's a hoss, man.
You watch him. His last spring training game, he struck out a couple of guys and gave the dugout the look. Mm. Gave the opposing dugout the look. Kind of walked around like, yeah.
See, I don't get that vibe from Skeens.
I like him.
I mean, I obviously love him. I mean, I was fawning over him, and I wouldn't.
And he's got that ace. Sort of meant that aura about him.
He's a hoss. He's a horse. I like him. I think he's almost more of a cerebral, deep thinking because of the Air Force background, the military discipline. The competitiveness, I think, is there, but to the extent that you're saying where he's almost going to let those – I always felt like he would have emotions in check and he'd be more stoic out there.
I think he punches somebody out at a big spot. You're going to know about it.
That's interesting.
He might not go completely all A.J. Burnett, you know, sit the you-know-what down.
I didn't see that at LSU
But I saw a lot of that from him where he knows he's the man. And he knows that, you know what? Listen, I don't know that the Pirates – Garrett Cole was that guy for 1 year, but I don't know that this guy has a chance to be, you know –
If the Pirates are going to win, and you can look back in their history every time they've won, you need two things. You need the MVP in the league, and you also need an absolute jackass. And just an absolute jerk. And rare are the occasions where those two players are the same person, but if go back to 60, they had the NL MVP in Grote. Go back to 71 and 79, be it Clemente or Stargell. Essentially, they had some form or fashion of an MVP. Go to the early 90s, you had Bonds. In 13, 14, 15, it was McCutchen. You have to have the best player in the league, and maybe that is O'Neal Cruz. I don't know. But they certainly do have, I think, a couple of jerks in that clubhouse, and that's a good thing. and I think Henry Davis, chief among them. And I don't say that disparagingly. I say that as an absolute compliment to Henry Davis. They've got some it factor in that clubhouse from some young guys, that's exciting.
You absolutely need that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.